Bob, first of all, congratulations, 50 years. Does it feel like 50?
No, it doesn't, really. And, I mean, it's been a nice 50 years. Judy and I have, had a great time, and she's become a real hockey fan. And I think that's a secret that, if you're going to be involved in something that takes you away from home as much as sports announcing does, you have to have an understanding wife who knows that's what you want to do, and that's why you're gone. And then she becomes a fan, and she's involved also. And, of course, it culminated last year with the Stanley Cup and now this year with the 50th anniversary.
And just seeing the smile on her face when she mentions the Cup, it's almost as big a smile as you have. That makes it special, doesn't it?
Yeah. We were both here from the first day we got out here, and both of us thought we're never going to see that happen. And then all of a sudden last June it did happen. And for 3 days afterwards we got up every morning and said, did we really see that happen? And so she was as thrilled as I was and as all Kings fans were.
I'm just wondering, what do you think Jack Kent Cook would say if he was sitting here right now?
Dear boy, who's paying for all of this?
Especially the cake, right?
Yeah, right.
I can see it now. Okay, let's talk Kings. They're going into the playoffs. Is it a different feel than it was this time last year? Obviously, you've got a cup behind you, but it all starts anew.
Yeah, it does. But I think, in a way, it's a little different feel, and I hope it's not that way for the players, because I think they have a real desire to win it again. And, of course, last year, very few people, except a couple on our team, had that experience. Now, a lot of them have had that experience. And as Kopitar said, hey, it was so much fun, why not do it again? And it's kind of similar to last year. We went down to the last game here, not knowing, and it was ironic that it was San Jose. Last year, they won, and they played St. Louis, and we played Vancouver. This year, we win, and we're going to play St. Louis, and they're going to play Vancouver. And so it's similar in that way, and I just hope that it's going to be similar in the outcome in June. I think another similarity is that right now the Kings down in that two goals, three goals a game, and that was what it was last year when we weren't scoring a lot going into the into it. So it's going to be interesting. We swept St. Louis last year. They're going to be upset over that, and we beat them all three games this year. So that's seven straight, and they're
eight
gonna,
straight overall. Is
yeah,
what I looked up.
Okay, and so they're going to be upset over that, yeah. And yet will it get into their heads a little that we can't beat these guys? We don't match up with them well. Well, who knows? As the Kings proved last year, and I'm sure every team feels this way now because of what the Kings did, we've all got a chance. Just get in and see how well it goes.
I just talked to Rob Scuderi, and I brought up the word hunger, because I think that comes into play in hockey as much as any sport. In the corners, you got to have it. We want it a little bit more than the next guy every single shift. But you won it last year, so could you have the same hunger going back? He said, you know what? Because we know what it tastes and feels like, that's what we want.
And that's good coming from him, because he won it once before last year.
Exactly.
And he still wanted that hunger again to win it again. And sometimes you wonder, once you've won it, do you really have that hunger, like you said? And yet all of them say, yes, it was such a great experience. We want to do it again. We want to be the first since 97-98 to win back-to-back. Will it happen? Who knows? It could. It could. It might not. But we all look back to that experience last year and know how this team can play. And we'll see if they can do it again.
It's got to be disappointing, though, not to have home ice when you really had a great shot at it before. And you got to do it the hard way again. And you've lost six straight on the road going in.
Yeah.
I hate to keep bringing up the negatives, but these are just stats going into the playoffs.
Yeah, that's something you got to look at.
Yeah.
They've won so many straight at home here and lost six straight on the road. But I don't worry about that too much. In 93, we opened every series on the road and went to the Stanley Cup Final. Last year, we opened every series on the road and win the Stanley Cup. So I think it's okay to strive for that, but don't think because you didn't get home ice that you just don't have a chance, because we've had the experience of go on the road, concentrate in the first two games on the road, just have that on your mind, no other distractions or anything else. Just get ready to play those two games, and if you win one or two, you're in pretty good shape coming home.
And finally, it's got to be an extra bit of fun for you knowing I just went part of that thing last year, too, and now let's enjoy the ride, because you know what it feels like, finally.
Yeah, and there were times and years that I thought, I'm never going to see this happen. I'm going to have to retire and will never enjoy that, as so many great players have. Dion and Taylor and so many great players that have, not only with the Kings but around the league, never had that opportunity. As great as they were, Hall of Famers, and yet never got that chance. So it is special, and I think that is in every player's mind when the playoffs start. How special it is. Let's go do it again.
Have fun and good luck.
Okay, thank you.